Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Veterans Day to you. Having a good time here on a Tuesday. And I'm just tickled by the idea of Framber Valdez walking around the GM meetings like he's looking for a job, which we were talking about, you know, what hair that he wears. What is the most hireable haircut? Like, is it? It's just got to be like just a simple.
It's high and tight.
Is it?
Yeah, the little short, high and tight.
Because we on this show, we don't have the most hireable hair from VU Tech entirely.
Of course not. Me definitely.
We don't have the most.
I ain't getting no damn
hair.
Job with my hair.
I ain't getting no job.
Yeah. So, or you got to go Charles Barkley, just bald. Just got to go straight bald.
Anything cropped. Yeah.
Just keep that thing nice and tight there, Framber. Let's talk about Davis Mills. It's one of those things where it's been in all of our minds. I don't know how many of us have been comfortable getting to the conversation, but let's have the conversation. I think it's interesting, though, John Lopez, that you asked this question, and I appreciated that you did this. What exactly is the conversation that we need to have?
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. 713-572-4610 or weigh in on Twitch or YouTube or whatever it may be. What is the Davis Mills discussion? Because, like, he did something. He did something special, you know, and forget all that, you know, legendary lore and all that discussion or whatever. He did something that we haven't seen.
I bet you would want us to forget that.
Okay, don't forget it. He did something that we haven't seen. And yet we all agree, thank you for your service, you know, and if C.J. Stroud is good to go starting tomorrow at practice, have a seat.
Are you sure with that?
That's what I'm saying. What is the discussion?
Well, I think there's a few discussions. 713-572-4610. Send in the discussions that you have. Let's start here. Mm-hmm. If C.J. Stroud does indeed clear protocol, do you want to play him versus the Titans? Remembering that you've got a short week after that coming up with the Bills.
That's right. Thursday game.
Especially with how lowly the Tennessee Titans are, Davis Mills looks like he's capable of running this offense. Like, I don't think you have any questions and concerns if he can do it. Does this not feel like a potential handle my lightweight opportunity for Davis Mills to do this, C.J. Stroud to get maximum, you know, prepared for a big-time game and what could be a real decider for you versus the Bills on a Thursday night?
What does that even say about the confidence level with Davis Mills today and the confidence level in C.J. Stroud? Like, if they say, yeah, we could probably clear, he could probably be clear, or maybe he is cleared because, you know, medical professionals have to come in independently a lot of times and clear these players. And you're like, you know what? We're going to give him another week. Because you can't just assume, I mean, I am, but you can't just, in that building, assume a win over the Titans.
Right. I think that's fair. You know? I think that's fair.
So what does that even say if you're like, you know what? Take another day off. And we'll see you on Thursday night against the Bills when it matters more? Or does that say something about the confidence level you have in Davis Mills right now?
I don't know how much that says in that regard. Now, the tough thing about it is we're talking about a brain injury, and I know it sounds weird to say it that way, but that's inherently what a concussion is.
Yeah.
Versus like a soft tissue injury. But when it comes to injuries, we've seen the Texans establish an MO. They have a kind of plan of action, which is that they proceed with caution. Mm-hmm. Which would seem to make sense, and it feels like it could be beneficial for you in this upcoming football game.
Yeah,
but it does also feel like, hey man, you are taking some stuff for granted. All of a sudden, you come back against the Jags, and you can talk about anybody as someone's lightweight, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I do understand how that comes across. I'm kind of in the middle there, but I do wonder, and I was talking about this just yesterday, if especially the dichotomy between what you saw from Davis Mills. We talked actually about it in the crosstalk.
Mm-hmm.
The seemingly, like the willingness to just let it rip at times felt different than C.J. Stroud, who has had an abundance of caution almost to a detriment when he was at the quarterback position, to the point where, like, I'm looking at going back and watching games, I'm like, there's a throw here. Now, of course, you can do that with any quarterback in the National Football League.
Well, Seth brought up the actual advanced analytics of
yes,
it all.
There's throws there that he could make if he had a willingness to kind of rip it. And I wonder if that governor he's placed on himself, C.J. Stroud, that is one that he can't. Like, hey, let's see if we can bump. And I do wonder also if this is one of those instances where sitting off to the side and watching somebody else do it gives him an opportunity to get some mental reps and kind of clear himself to a place where when he gets back out there, he's not kind of, I don't want to say seeing ghosts, but he's not in that same place where he's super rushed and entirely pulling himself back to just really, really safe throws, maybe making some more of those throws that we saw Davis have to make in the fourth quarter versus the Jazz.
Well, see, and I'm curious what you and Figgy say to this, because I think there are two things going on at once. Number one, for me, this is my opinion, it's silly, absolutely silly, to even suggest starting Davis Mills over C.J. Stroud this week or at any point moving forward.
Oh, okay. Tell me how you really feel now.
I want you guys' opinion on this. I think it's silly on the one hand. On the other hand, I think it's also very plausible to believe that C.J. Stroud, maybe this is the wrong way to put it, but it's the first thing that's coming to mind, has a better grasp of what they want to do. Whether it's whether it's running the offense. And that's it's not an insult of C.J. Stroud, like intelligence or anything else. Davis Mills has had a little bit of experience in this offense before.
Yeah.
You know,
he seemed like the typical kind of backup Patriots quarterback that just do just enough to win.
That's a great point. We've seen a lot of backup quarterbacks step in between Castle and Hoyer. I mean, there's a number of other ones. Ryan Mallett has done a little bit of that as well. Some of those,
Brissett,
obviously.
Just random.
Garoppolo.
So what is y'all's opinion? Like, what is the discussion? Because I think it's silly, but I can also get to a place where I think Davis Mills might be able to run this thing, let it rip when it needs to be ripped, you know, like you were just talking about. And by the way, those advanced advanced stats, the numbers put C.J. Stroud in the bottom third of the NFL of what they call risky throws or confidence throws or whatever. So what is the discussion?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's kind of tough for me, man, because I think the issue I had with Davis Mills overall, just from the time we've been watching him from the beginning, sometimes he can kind of be up and down a little bit, man.
That's a great point.
Yeah, he's not really consistent. Because if we were getting this type of Davis Mills all the time or maybe a little under, then I would be totally confident. But I have no idea what to expect from Davis Mills this Sunday.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like the consistency of output is also one of those things that can be up and down. I think that I'm emboldened in this thought of maybe, hey, play Davis Mills, maybe see if you can get the benefit of C.J. Stroud on a headset, getting a feel for this from a different vantage point because it's the Tennessee Titans. And again, I have the luxury of looking at them this way. They don't necessarily in the building. But I think that if you told me that these games are switched and it's actually the Bills this week and it's tight, I wouldn't even get close to having this. Like, so I guess one of the conversations is, I know that noise is popping up. And honestly, I think we all had those thoughts where we're like, why does this look better under Davis Mills than it did under C.J. Stroud?
I think you're lying to yourself if that thought didn't even cross your mind.
I'm not even close to the point where I go, well, this should be Davis Mills' offense. Well, not even close.
I'm not either. I think it's silly. But I can also at the same time running parallel to that.
On the short term.
Yeah, running parallel. No, I think in general, running parallel, you know, the ability to make those throws, you know. By the way, Nico Collins had his best game.
Yes.
Nico Collins had his best game. Now, was that the Jaguars? Or was that confidence, my guy, I'm going to throw it to him, et cetera?
Yeah, I think that some of that was just Davis Mills, and obviously the familiarity he has with Nico Collins, not to say that CJ doesn't have that, seemed to be in a place where he was just like, well, he's open. Is he covered?
Mm-hmm.
But he's open. Like, throw it to Nico Collins, like, with reckless abandon at times, because you know, especially if it's in a 50-50 circumstance where they're playing man, I like my chances in a 50-50 circumstance. Or if they're playing zone, he's going to be able to find that space and catch the football. So I think that some of that was just Davis Mills clearly demonstrating that. The question I asked myself to that end, and I was going to frame this conversation this way, but I liked the way that you framed the conversation much better. What is it that Davis Mills did well in that game? Because, again, I think that's what we're trying to get to, is like, what is it that Davis Mills did well? Because I don't think anybody – well, I think a majority of us are in a place where C.J. Stroud is the starting quarterback, and that's where you go to.
No.
So for me, I think the question is, what is it that Davis Mills did well? Are those things replicable, and are those things also things that C.J. can learn from?
Yeah, I think what he did well was run the offense. And, again, this is not to say, oh, C.J. Stroud doesn't know what he's doing. No, I'm just saying we saw it. I think two things keep coming to mind that are going to open up a complete bleep show. Two things are going to – everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket if these two things happen. And let me ask you guys if you agree. C.J. Stroud, to me, whenever he comes back, whether it's this week or the Bills game or whatever, he has to have a good game. Like, he – especially if Mills goes 2-0, you know, puts up some numbers, offense looks crisp. Number one, C.J. Stroud, in terms of just – volatility around this team and the discussion of quarterback, he has to have a good game when he comes back. And number two, and I think this might be more important, he can't be taking those sacks, man. Because this offensive line showed a little life in the fourth quarter, was very, you know, very good, to be honest, in the fourth quarter, albeit against a
toothless Rams, Jaguars pass.
But what I'm saying is, let's say Davis Mills again, also semi-toothless, doesn't take a lot of sacks against the Jaguars, and then C.J. Stroud starts taking sacks behind the same offensive line, can't have it. Hell's going
to
break loose.
It's going to be a bad look, but I think that we can sort the wheat from the chaff in those and be able to see some of the instances in which I think –
Can the noise?
Well, that's where we have to be responsible in the way that we look at this and be able to point to the things that they did.
Yeah.
I think that with the way that the fourth quarter went, and I want to make sure that I'm not undercutting Davis Mills, because I thought that he ripped the ball incredibly well. I thought he had some well-placed balls. We talked about it. Throwing it high to Jaden Higgins and letting him use his athleticism. Throwing it high on the back line and perfect touch to the back line so that only Dalton Schultz could get that pass on the back line for the touchdown. Giving Nico Collins time and time again an opportunity to go out and display his wares as a ball-winning wide receiver. I thought that was fantastic. He had great. He had some pretty good protection as we evidenced and we made mention of. They ran the damn ball incredibly well.
They did
in this quarter in a way that they hadn't run successfully like they did in this game all the way through the game since week one of last year versus the Colts, which was the Joe Mixon special, right? That's something that I don't know if that continues and if that can help Davis, because that clearly helped Davis Mills. There was a lot of play action where those linebackers bit to a heavy degree, and I imagine that was in part because this was a more successful run game than they had had. They got a lot of push on the offensive line, what felt more than what I'd seen in recent times for this offensive line. Does that push stay? I think that there's other things that also help support Davis Mills in that endeavor of being good, and then I think also there's something to be said for the, again, reckless abandon of, we are down by 19 points, we just got to sling it, and I think those are the things that I take away from, all right, if C.J. Stroud, can you continue to run the football to that degree? Which I think the answer is no, but can you get anything close to it to help offset it? Is this offensive line, with whatever the shuffle, are they going to find a solid level where they continue to get push and that they get better protection, maybe against better pass rushes? Are they going to be able to do that? And then I think that the big thing for me with C.J. is, are you going to let that ball rip into these places and trust your guys, especially your best players, to do what they're supposed to do? And I guess you also have to come to the game planning portion of this, where have Noel on the field, have Woody Marks in these opportunities, have the guys that give Davis Mills the best opportunity to succeed also do that for C.J. Stroud.
Look, man, have y'all looked at the message board? It's like a ticker. Like the Davis Mills, C.J. Stroud, I'm just eyeballing it. I would say probably 30 to 40% is, C.J. all the way. But the majority is Mills. Well, I'll just read some of them. Mills got rid of the ball quicker. Everything has to be
CJ's
right.
CJ's gotten rid of the ball pretty quickly as well.
I'm not disagreeing. Yeah. I'm just saying what the tone is. You know, everything has to be right for CJ to sling it. I can't deny that Mills looked way more comfortable in the pocket than CJ did. I mean, it's just on. It's a ticker right now. It's just rolling through. And what I'm saying is I don't agree with that. I think, like I said, I think it's silly, but there were some things to argue for what Mills did with this offense. And if he continues to do that, and heaven forbid CJ struggles when he does come back or gets sacked a lot when he does come back, again, all hell is going to break loose.
Right, and I hear what you're saying, but I feel like we shouldn't harp on that. Oh, we'll look at the possible hill or rather cliff that's there. I think the more interesting thing, at least for me personally, is what can they do? Because, again, all these dudes are pulling for the same direction. You ask Davis Mills, and I guarantee you he is offering all the support that he can to CJ Stroud. Yeah. I think that you use this as an opportunity to go, Davis Mills did some interesting things. What are these things that we can then imbue to the dude who's going to have that spot in CJ Stroud and help him be better? I think that there's a lot of people making the note that Davis Mills stood in pretty well, which CJ at times has done, but he also has backpedaled. If CJ could stand in and step forward and have that confidence to do that, clearly you see the effects of this. So that's the thing that could shift. I've talked about the willingness and the ability to rip the football. But then also there were some instances where Davis Mills dropped the football on snaps or, you know, or
threw an interception on the first drive.
But and then delays of game that have happened with him not getting up and setting that protection in time. I think those are things that clearly, not to say that, like, I'm not trying to knock Davis down, but those are things that were there. I think you combine, you take all that good from it, you take those lessons, and hopefully CJ can put those in. Now, that is the one thing where I would hear you with the stakes that you're setting up and the ways in which it's a bad look if he comes back and it looks bad.
Right.
It does get dicey if you do start Davis with Tennessee in Nashville, and then that's Tennessee. It makes it easy for him to look good. And then you go against the Bills, and here's C.J. Stroud with a tougher competition, and that looks bad. I do think that you could view that as maybe setting it up for a bad optics.
Yeah.
If C.J. is healthy and good enough to play, I will probably play him against Tennessee.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned. This is a thing, though, that I've really taken issue with from the 8-3-2. CJ would have taken a sack on the TD scramble, guaranteed. CJ Stroud literally got his bell rung on him stepping up and escaping forward. Like, this is something that he's done to some degree. I'm not here to tell you that he never takes sacks that he shouldn't, but we're not going to pretend like CJ literally never runs. He doesn't run nearly as much as he should.
He ain't no statue out
right.
there.
Right. I feel like that's a weird revisionist history that we're creating there when the answer is somewhere a little bit closer in the middle. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And bump it. Let's do it right now. Four-pack to see the University of Houston take on TCU next week. Let's give those away right now. If you are caller number nine to 713-572-4610, we'll win that four-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougars. And what has been a really fun season to this point, take on TCU. I'm not here to guarantee no wins, but TCU, not in the best place. University of Houston Cougars, another opportunity to pad the win total for themselves and continue to, better their bowl position. Because, I mean, they're going to be bowling.
Yeah, they are.
They have an opportunity to get an even better one. And, of course, you could be in the stands at TD ECU Stadium seeing them continue to put out another good performance in year two under Willie Fritz. 713-572-4610, caller number nine. All right, coming up next, we do our Lunchtime Confessions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.